brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
No, it's not your imagination. It's not a trick of the eyes or of the ears. Things are accelerating. The news is intensifying. Tyranny is rearing its head in bizarre, almost black satirical ways that are so ridiculous you have to pinch yourself when you witness the ruling criminal elite, the elite parasite deceivers, openly engaging in the types of crimes that they are expanding against the people of the United States and the world. They're counting on ignorance of the general public to be able to get away with this. They believe in their actuaries, in their psychological warfare breakdowns, in their assessment of humanity, that they're going to get away with it. At least they did in the past. Now they're becoming more and more frightened, and they're fully committed. They're going to prison if they don't complete their drive down the field to bring us into a worldwide technotronic, high-tech police state enslavement grid, which is only the means to the end of world population reduction. The criminals see the world as a Valhalla that they have rightfully stolen through cunning and fraud that they believe is an attribute, and now they want the general public sterilized and then basically phased out for the globalist parasites' enjoyment. Now, when we come back from break, I am going to attempt, in the first 30 minutes ahead of a surprise guest joining us, to go over just the surface of the incredible news that I'm about to get into. And then later, throughout the next 2 hours, after that guest leaves us, breaking it all down. Now, what happens almost every time I say I'm going to do this is I say, I'm going to just read you the headlines. And then I start reading a headline or two, and then boom, I get to a story and then start a breakdown rant on that subject. But we'll see if I succeed. I probably won't. Let's see in the next minute and a half before we go to break if I can do it. Saudis slash oil output say market oversupplied. It's hard to not comment on that, but I will later. Hold on. It's hard. Oversupplied. Are you watching what's happening to oil prices? You know what this means? Woo. Okay. Okay. I'm not going to comment on that till later. Cables reveal State Department, CIA, NGOs fomented Syrian unrest. It's also come out in the last week. The State Department admits they fomented all the stuff in Libya and, of course, in Egypt. Well, what do you think all this is about? Going to be breaking that down. Arab Spring may turn into Iranian winter, Israeli Prime Minister says. Okay, that's just some of the news there. That Saudi slashing oil output announcement, that integrates in with this article. S&P cuts U.S. ratings outlook to negative. And what did they cut the U.S. Treasuries back for? Well, they say because of overspending and a huge budget deficit. What did Geithner tell the Sunday news shows where he made the rounds? He repeated what he said Friday. If you don't give us unlimited increased taxes and increase the budget, you're going to cause the default on the dollar. The default has already begun. The slide, the mudslide is already in full action. Now, the ball is in motion. The globalists, Soros, and the rest of them have already said, green 24, green 24, hoot, hoot, hoot. You're hearing right now the pads of the offense and defense bashing together. And the globalists, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, they've got the ball in their hand. Can they defeat free humanity? Free humanity, on average, is starting to wake up, but many are still sucking their thumbs.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from emgear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at emgear.net, like Maxpedition hard-use gear, Everly Stock backpacks, Snug Pack sleeping bags, SE knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTech, Spec Ops, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the dollar is sliding, the euro is sliding, every major currency is being devalued by the private central banking cartels ahead of their new solution, an open corporate private world government that you pay your VAT taxes to, your sales taxes, your carbon taxes to. All of that announced again by one of the top generals of the New World Order, George Soros, admitted Rothschild agent. We're going to be going over all of that today. Here's the London Telegraph headline. We view silver as gold on steroids. Silver is better bet than gold in the current precious metals bull run and has been described as gold on steroids by many of the top analysts. We're going to be going over that report a little bit later in the broadcast. Gold ran up to its all-time record, $1 under $1,500. And then it dropped a couple bucks on profit-taking, and the establishment media ran out and said, it's over for gold, it's over, dump it now, it's over. And then it'll drop a few more dollars, and then in a week or two, or maybe even in a few days, it'll run up past 15, and then it'll drop below 15, then it'll run up to 15, 16, and then it'll go back down a few dollars. If you watch the 11-year graph, it's going straight up, but they're counting on the public only operating out of short-term thought processes. That's basically what happens when you deal with a population brainwashed and brought up and conditioned on limited attention spans. But gold ran right up to just shy of $1,500 an ounce today before dropping down a couple more dollars. And right now it's at, what is it right now? Let me pull up the exact numbers because it was just refreshing on me there. Gold is now $1,493. So it's dropped about $5.50 since its high earlier today. Silver is also continuing to go up. We're going to be breaking that down. Okay, let me just do it this way. Because we got a surprise guest scheduled here in about 22 minutes from now. Every day. And no, you're not imagining. You're not paranoid. The news is getting crazier. Things are getting wilder. All sorts of destabilizing events are occurring. The world is entering a political period of flux as the evil mastermind V.I. Lenin once said, there are times in history when more happens in a year than happened in the previous 100. And the globalists are unfreezing the political system from the status quo so that they can reorder it. That's just like a blacksmith will take iron or steel and heat it up white hot and beat it into the shape, the new shape that they're wanting to achieve. The exact same thing is now happening here in our nation. But it's also happening across the world. And so this new system is being formed. And it's a progression of the old system. But it's a step deeper into the control of this criminal class. So the news that we're seeing is earth shaking. The Saudi / oil output, say market, is oversupplied. If the general public had any understanding of economic reality and how OPEC works and what's happening with oil prices going up, they would know that that statement is almost entirely fraudulent. There's one vein of truth to it. But what this signifies is that generally the Saudis, when there is global destabilization and when the dollar is in trouble, the Saudis will increase output and will lower the prices that they're selling oil at. They have limited control over the price because that tends to be set by what the overall output is. But the magnitude of that statement, this is only going to send oil prices up, 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 up. But more than that, it signifies that in the last month we've seen the Saudi royal family run to the Russians. We've seen the Saudi royal family run to the Chinese. We've seen the Saudi royal family meet with Secretary of Defense Gates and openly talk about Western plots with inside their country. The Saudis now have all the WikiLeaks documents and the State Department statements that they are destabilizing the Middle East and North Africa by design. That is the globalists that already have taken over our country many decades ago. And the Saudis know that they're being double-crossed, and they are changing their 30-plus year agreement to basically supply inexpensive oil to the West. And in turn, the Saudis would then invest much of their profits in U.S. T-bills to prop the dollar up as the world reserve currency. And the West would then not allow massive oil field and gas development in North America, particularly in Alaska, that would challenge the Saudi combine. Or oligopoly. It's not really a monopoly. It's a cartel working together, so it's an oligopoly. So major global political realignments are now taking place. Massive realignments are taking place. The Saudis, by announcing they're going to slash output, are playing total guts ball with the Anglo-American establishment out of desperation. I don't like the Saudi royal family, very corrupt, very wicked. The point is, they made a deal with the globalists in the early 70s. They made a deal with the British when they were put into power more than 100 years ago. It's all historical, mainline history. They were just Bedouin tribes that the British intelligence gave weapons to, and then they carved up the country, well, the region, and created three countries out of it and put one tribe, a particularly violent Bedouins, into power, known as the Sauds, the House of Saud, hence Saudi Arabia. It'd be like if British intelligence funded some warlord here in the U.S. if the Civil War would have gone the way the British wanted. And be more sophisticated, folks. That doesn't mean I'm for what Lincoln did. The history is British intel came in, manipulated reasonable grievances in the South over unfair tariffs. That's what it was really all about, nothing to do with slaves, and got the South to get into a war, and then the British didn't supply them. And it came out later, this is mainline history as well, if you want to look it up, that the British were intending to then break up the South, control Western expansion, and basically put warlords in control who were British vassals over those new areas. And the British were going to get the 70% of the United States that hadn't been colonized yet. Again, over half was there, then the South. So you're talking over 70% with the South and the West. That was the plan. Well, what were the British doing all over the world at the time? Going in and dividing groups against each other. It's a management model. How does a little bitty country with a royal family running it dominate 50%+ of the land on the planet up until even the 1930s? Subterfuge, manipulation, scientific study of control. All right, I've already digressed. The point is, the British intelligence minions of the House of Saud are now running to the Russians publicly. I'm getting chills right now. This is so big. Whoa, we're seeing massive realignment right now. We're seeing massive world changes, the likes of which most of us have never seen. If you were alive during World War II, you saw things as big or bigger. But we're going into things that are going to be bigger than World War II, financially, economically, societally, culturally, geopolitically, and perhaps militarily. Whoa, just got chills again. Whoa, just got them again. I mean, I'm having full-on chills right now. See, ladies and gentlemen, when you study geopolitical developments and you see this type of stuff happening, it's hardcore. It's super hardcore. Do you have any idea what this means, added to all the other information we have? This means the Saudis are definitely flailing around and know that the globalists are about to try to overthrow them, exactly as our big oil company exec intel sources have confirmed. I mean, we told you through our sources 6+ months ago all this was going to happen, exactly as it's happened. Tarpley, in Obama deception out 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, March of 2009, laid out the destabilization of the Middle East, how they would do kamikaze states, how they would then invade North Africa through AFRICOM. I mean, because the globalists have laid it all out. That's what's so frustrating about this. And see, I haven't even gotten into the rest of the economic stack. I haven't gotten into the S&P announcement. Standard & Poor's has cut U.S. ratings outlook to negative, and are signaling that they may get rid of the U.S. AAA. Whoa, just got chills again. And I'm sorry to be announcing this, but I'm you ever gone to the edge of a cliff, and you're looking over a 1,000-foot cliff, and you get those chills? That's instincts. You got a hardwired computer brain. And it'd be kind of like if you were camping in Colorado, and we're out there cooking bacon and eggs, and you look over, and the grizzly bear comes walking out of the woods. You're going to get chills. Chills are endorphins, adrenaline. Your body getting that air into your lungs that, whoa, this is dangerous. Well, see, I intellectually understand what this means globally and what this means to me individually. So when I consciously look at this news, I mean, it's like a grizzly bear just walking around. Whoa. I mean, I am in combat mode. I'm hiring a kite right now, folks, on endorphin. And I'm just being honest with you. For those of you out there that don't have this response, you have no idea what's happening. I'm going to try to break it down when we come back. but it's hardcore. Stay with us.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Every time the West needs the Saudis to decrease oil prices for the economy, they do it. And this only confirms everything that Lindsey Williams and others told us 6 months ago. CNBC, Saudi slash oil output, say market is oversupplied. Well, there is a lot of oil that governments around the world do not allow to be developed, namely the United States government. That part's true. And the big oil companies that came out in the Associated Press in 2001 did meet in 1995 and 96 to buy up most of the refineries and close them. to create an artificial bottleneck. Corporations are into monopolies. That's where the big wealth is made. As the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty, Jay Rockefeller, said, competition is a sin. And that's what the New World Order is about, shutting down the globalist competition, owning both sides of the political debate, limiting the debate. But the reason I am beside myself with just total amazement, is that it's one thing to intellectually know that we're in a world government and it's expanding, but to be getting deeper and deeper into it and to have our predictions come true exactly as we broke down, and to see the globalists continuing their program and world government and the phase out of the dollar accelerating, and what that's going to mean to this country, what that's going to mean to the world, and these open criminal private central banks enthroning themselves even more publicly and posing as the saviors. If the public had any basic understanding, they would know what an outrageous, satirical joke this is. This would be like Hitler being the judge at Nuremberg. I mean, it's that ridiculous. It'd be like John Gotti being anti-Italian mafia in New York. I mean, it's like a fish not liking the water. It's like a bird not liking the sky. It's so ridiculous. Well, I mean, I was thinking about it this morning, and I've talked about this a lot, but George Soros gave a 60-minute interview. He's given other ones. And he says, yeah, I helped round up and arrest people and send them to the death camps, and it was one of the best times in my life. And if I didn't do it, somebody else would have done it and helped form who I am. And all these liberal groups go, you're so wonderful. You were a Nazi collaborator in the local Jewish councils that helped round up everybody. Oh, my gosh, you're so wonderful. And if you talk bad about him, you're anti-Semitic. It's like he is the most slimy, worm-like, demonic, horrid creature who revels. Remember 3 years ago as the people are losing their houses, everything's falling apart, the dollar's going down, we're going into deep debt, the banks are getting trillions. He says, I'm having a great crisis. It's just the over-the-topness of them. It's so in your face. And I talk to these so-called liberal writers that work for Soros, for Media Matters and others that call me up, and they make giggling jokes and say George Soros is great. And I go, but what about this? They just giggle at you. I mean, these are not liberals. These are military men, cadres, trained in deception, who know what they're doing. Same thing with Bill O'Reilly. Same thing with Sean Hannity. Same thing with Glenn Beck. He's a trained cadre to control the right-wing arm of resistance. And they know full well, when you're talking to them, there's no morals to them. That's a joke. It's all about being shark-like and deceptive. And to them, it's just, hey, this is my camouflage. I say I'm liberal, and so the torture's good, the wars are good, the secret arrests are good, the poison in the water is good. And they buy into the delusion just so they get some money from the New World Order. That's why going back 10, 11, 12 years ago, off and on, when I was offered big syndication deals by some of the big syndicators, and they said, but we're going to make it easy for you. You'll have all the producers. You'll just come in and cover what we want. Bring that same passion that you have where you just come to the radio with people. But, and I was told this repeatedly, it must be a script they follow. Do you want to be on this crusade that's going nowhere, or do you want to be a star? And I said, I want to be on the crusade for liberty. I mean, you can only use so much money. Possessions are like a curse. You can only have so many people say they're a fan and buy you lunch. And it's great, and it means you're reaching people, but it's actually a prison. See, without ever selling out, without ever joining the New World Order, everywhere I go, I can't even now do anything without people coming up and talking to me, which is fine. And it's a symbol of how much success we've had. But still, sell my soul for that? No, thank you. I might sell my soul not to have that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're here live, Central Standard Time. Websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. On our journey into a modern police state, the biggest signpost I've seen yet is not Chicago school districts saying parents can't pack their children's school lunches because they're not trusted. No, it's not even the face-scanning cameras going up on street corners or even the military now engaged in domestic law enforcement. It's got to be the TSA and these radiation-baking scanners and the groping that goes on. And I've seen all these headlines, Girl 6 frisked by security guards at U.S. airport. Well, I tend to agree with what I saw last night with Geraldo Rivera when he pointed out this is not frisking, this is an assault. And I've had district attorneys on from San Francisco and other places that say if they saw things like what happened to little Anna, that they would charge the TSA minion with sexual assault. Joining us via video Skype is Selena Drexel, the mother of Anna Drexel, the little six-year-old who politely went through that ordeal but then broke down crying afterwards. And, of course, Dr. Todd Drexel was also traveling with his wife, Selena Drexel, and their other children. And joining us via video Skype from Bowling Green, Kentucky, is Selena Drexel. Selena, thank you for coming on.
Hi, thank you, Alex.
Well, so much has happened, and I've seen other TV interviews and radio interviews you've done where they basically ask the questions out of the gates before I ask my questions. What do you... What are you most concerned with the ordeal that you and your family went through, and why are you giving interviews to the media?
Well, the reason that the message that we're trying to get out is that this has to stop, you know, preferably for everybody with the groping, but especially for children, because, you know, I want to believe that the TSA, you know, in theory would be well-intentioned to try to keep passengers safe while they're, you know, in the crest of a 2 or 3 hour flight. But I'm interested in keeping children safe when they're on the ground as well. And the methods that they have in place right now are setting kids up to be vulnerable to child predators who would take advantage of a child who's then been conditioned to ignore that feeling of wrongness, that uneasy feeling you get when someone's touching you in an inappropriate manner. You know, if you have frequent flyer children that are then conditioned to accept this, you're setting them up to be vulnerable to child predators, and it has to stop.
Well, I remember seeing reports a few months ago with top child psychologists going on the news and saying this is training children that authority figures can molest them. And Governor Jesse Ventura has had them grab his genitals through the pants. Ron Paul has talked about them squeezing his genitals. I've had guests on where they've stuck their hands into their pants and squeezed their underwear. I mean, a sworn police officer can't randomly do that at a park. How can these federal minimum wage people do this? I mean, the sky's the limit if they get away with this.
I don't know. I don't remember signing anything when I bought my ticket saying that I was giving up my constitutional rights, and certainly not that of my children, and so I'm not sure how this is allowed.
Well, Mrs. Drexel, I don't go to the doctor a lot for checkups because I don't, frankly, like the doctor doing the things they do in the few checkups I've had. I can't imagine what it's like for a six-year-old girl. I mean, I have a six-year-old daughter. I have a three-year-old daughter, and they're both very spunky and smart and outgoing. But when they're around strangers they don't know, especially authority figures in uniforms and things, they tend to hang onto my leg and get behind me. That's just normal instinct. I don't think my daughters would have held up as well as your daughter did. I mean, as soon as they began to whimper and cry, I would probably do what any mammal would do when its young is under attack. I would attack, and then I'd be charged as some type of terrorist.
Well, it's pretty hard to keep my cool, but the supervisor you don't see on the camera was reasonably intimidating, and he was intimidating to me and let me know that, you know, there would be a big deal if I made a fuss.
So if you didn't load on the cattle car, there was going to be a problem. But we know at the end of the cattle train, historically, is where the real problems begin. Better to fight here on the platform at the trains. Now you mentioned that on ABC, but they basically cut in over you. Specifically, talk about, because 90% of communication is nonverbal. Tell us about the nonverbal bowing up that you went through. I've been through that as well, where they let you know if you cause trouble. I mean, take your time. Describe what you saw.
Well, the female agents that were ushering folks through the scanners, that I've been through a lot of TSA procedures. We're frequent flyers. We travel, you know, 4 or 5 times a year is what I consider to be, you know, reasonably frequent. And in most other cities that we've been in, the TSA has been reasonably, you know, accommodating. You know, yes, we know we have to do this, you know, and they're reasonably polite. This particular crew was fairly aggressive and intimidating. You know, I did ask questions. I did request alternates and was refused and not given any information. The TSA supervisor was sitting behind a desk and, you know, overseeing this. And I recognized that he was the one in charge and protested to him off camera, both before and after the video started rolling. And was refused, and he let me know. He physically got into my personal space. You know, he was, you know, maybe 6 foot tall. I don't know how tall he was, but he was a lot bigger than I was, and let me know that, you know, just don't. So.
Well, that's why none of my children have flown. Now, my wife has not flown since all of this, because not just myself, but my wife, I don't think, would have the control that you did, and we commend your control because you shot the video, you exposed what they were doing, and you know, to have them get in your space, describe how he got in your space and exactly how he was looking at you for folks that are out there listening.
Well, he didn't use profanity or anything like that. I mean, he was, you know, technically professional, but in a police, you know, I'm in control type of, you know, demeanor. And so I'm not particularly angry with this crew. I think they were following the instructions that they'd be given. It's the instructions that I have a problem with. It's the fact that we're even doing this at all is what I have a problem with, and I would like to get changed.
But specifically then, I mean, is it accurate to say he did that kind of sticking his chest out, arms out, getting in your space, kind of like a drill sergeant? I mean, how did he bow up to you?
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, just classic, get on the cattle car, shut up. Meanwhile, I hear a child on the video, it looks like separate from your daughter, saying, I don't want him to touch me, I don't want him to touch my clothes. Was that some of your other children or someone else's children?
Right. The video picks up about halfway through the process. I went through the pat-down first and was actually given a lighter version of the pat-down than Anna was given. When I managed to get my phone back and hand it over to Todd, he was also holding the two-year-old, who you hear on the video, trying to manage all the other, you know, our belongings that were coming through the conveyor belt. Other passengers were shoving it on the floor, shoving it aside. Being in New Orleans, I was concerned about theft, you know, trying to make sure that, you know, not only is my daughter safe, my other two children are taken care of, plus no one's running off with our stuff. And so it was fairly chaotic. I think we managed it, you know, reasonably well. That is Caroline, my youngest, you hear on the video. And it's kind of comical. Some of the news agencies have attributed her statements to Anna. You know, and I don't, you know, maybe it's because I'm a parent. I don't particularly think that a two-year-old sounds the same as a six-year-old. She was saying she didn't want them to take her clothes. But then she changed the subject and wanted to use the iPhone to play Angry Birds. And then the third comment that she made, she wanted her shoes back because they had, you know, we had made her give up her shoes to go through the inspection, and she wanted those back. And so those are the comments that you hear her making. Anna only said yes, ma'am, a couple of times, and pretty much was doing what she was told.
Well, ma'am, we've studied it. This is social engineering, social conditioning, that we're basically all criminals. The government can do whatever it wants. It's a federal power grab violating the 9th and 10th Amendment. To have unsworn federal officers, much less sworn. I mean, just a few years ago, the FBI had to get permission to come into your town or county. Now they're running most of the investigations. Same thing with this new federal bureaucracy. Were you aware that the TSA is now running highway checkpoints and checkpoints at train stations and bus stations?
I am now. I know that now. I didn't know that before. And I take responsibility for not educating myself before we went on this trip. You know, I was used to the, you know, the previous processes I had heard about, or, you know, had heard about the new naked scanners that they were doing. But I thought that they would use those only if they couldn't use, you know, some other technology, or if they were profiling someone and thought that they needed to take an extra look. As far as pat-downs for children, I had heard that there was an age limit of 13 and up. It's not clear to me, you know, it's been a few days since this has happened, and I've tried to do some online research to find out exactly what the rule is, and I don't think it's...
Well, just so you know, they told the Washington Post in November of last year and put on their own TSA website that children under 12 would not be given enhanced pat-down. In fact, let's put that headline up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We also then wrote an article about it. TSA caught lying about pat-downs of children. Yes, they're constantly changing their story. If you go back to November of last year, ma'am, this all started in the media when one of my crew members, Michelle, went to Colorado to ski with her 8-year-old daughter and her year-and-a-half-year-old daughter with their family. On their way back, a man groped her and squeezed her private parts and everything and tried to go in the waistband. Then the man tried to grope the 8-year-old and the year-old. She demanded a woman. But still, I mean, if a man gropes you and sexually assaults you, or a woman does, what's the, I mean, a person's a person. There's the USA Today article from last year, no enhanced pat-downs for kids, TSA says. So this is all psychological warfare. I saw Governor Ridge, head of Homeland Security, 8 years ago say their plan was to finally have worker ID cards nationwide. TSA will be in every mall, highway, federal toll roads. And that they're just conditioning us to line up and basically be strip searched. And this is what authoritarians always do in communist China, in Russia, in Nazi Germany. They first have you show papers, then they teach you to put their hands on you, and the TSA themselves, agents are fired if they have radiation concerns from the scanners. They're fired if they don't want to do this, the groping. So they're creating cadres of people that will carry this out. And the reason I'm basically trying to fill you in on this is you're very influential, obviously, now doing these interviews. And if you haven't seen the info that I just covered, I'd love to send you the historical evidence.
Yeah, I'd love to get any more that I could get. Yeah, I'll also mention that they're not changing gloves in between pat downs.
Oh, they're not changing gloves.
They didn't change gloves between the last folks that went through and us.
Now, watching the video, it looks like that they're doing the into the waistband, into the pants. Did that happen to your daughter, Anna?
It did. They touched her underwear. But let me clarify. I don't want to insult, the feelings of or invalidate the experience of anyone who has truly been sexually molested or assaulted. I don't think that that's exactly what happened here. I believe they did go too far. But to equate, a child being physically molested or, sodomized or something horrifying, I don't equate the two. What I'm trying to get across is to prevent that, from being possible by delivering a consistent message for kids that hands off always.
But that is I've had district attorneys on here on the broadcast from big cities like San Francisco, and they've pointed out that if you touch someone on the outside of their pants and touch their genitals, it's a misdemeanor. And if you go inside the pants, it is a sexual assault felony. And so, all the time
maybe so then, but, my husband is a gynecologist by trade, and he would say that there's a difference.
Well, certainly, lined up in a cattle car
and what happened to Anna would be considerably different, but it doesn't minimize the fact that this is completely wrong to do to children.
Sure, sure. Here's my point. Let's say hypothetically you're walking through a grocery store parking lot at 10 o'clock at night, picking up some groceries, and a man runs up in the night and grabs your breast. He would get a felony conviction for that and spend about 5 years in prison. And so, sure, they do it under the official umbrella. My only issue is that's how Nazi Germany got going, because they were in uniforms. They thought it was okay to work people to death and strip search them and march them into showers.
Yeah, that may be true. Yeah.
Why do you think, then, they're doing this? I mean, is it political correctness that if the terrorists are supposedly from the Middle East, but we, don't strip search them, because some people are being taken behind closed doors and being strip searched?
Well, I'm not sure that we can say that the terrorists are exclusively from the Middle East. We found American citizens that have, gone overseas to train or, had other ideologies that set them up for being internal terrorists, if you will. And this is the type of people that value their own no higher than a firecracker. They'll blow themselves up.
But hypothetically, I or anybody else could go attack a shopping mall right now. You could do that. I mean, do we set up checkpoints outside? Do we set it up outside your door, down the street? I mean, no amount of tyranny can ever keep us safe.
No, and we're never going to be able to eliminate risk, and I don't think we want to. I mean, sure, it would be nice to not have to worry about things, but the state of, a police state to avoid all possible wackos is not realistic, and that's not the country that I want to live in.
Well, sure, exactly, because historically it is government police states that kill and enslave more people than any Ted Bundy ever could dream of. I mean, our founders told us the big danger is a government that tells you we're going to take your rights away for security. You better run.
Well, I think a big danger also is people that sit by and do nothing and accept it.
You mean people that basically go along with this?
Sure.
Well, that's why we want to commend you for what you've done. Now, did I hear correctly when you were on ABC News that they also told you not to videotape?
No, they never told me not to videotape. I was taking a risk by videotaping it, and had they told me not to, I probably wouldn't. But they never said not to.
But, I mean, you have a right. I mean, they're all surveilling you with cameras. They can't say for security reasons you can't videotape them. Also, I want to cover this point, and we're going to break here. If I keep it just a few more minutes, but please try to start answering this. What type of precedent does it set, though, that if they're going to be groping us now, what could happen in the future?
I can only speculate as to what's going to happen in the future. I would you know, prefer that it stop now and we head back in the other direction.
Where are you going from here?
Well, I'm investigating what our options are right now in terms of making the TSA accountable to their own, you know, published standards. So I'm currently investigating options right now. I've not ruled anything out.
Selena Drexel, the mother of little Anna, who went through this ordeal. We're going to break for just a couple of minutes. I'd like to spend a few more minutes with you on the other side, if we can, to talk about how this affected your daughter, how she's doing now, you know, how long did she cry after this ordeal. And we really appreciate your courage to come out and speak about this and also videotape it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
Selena Drexel, mother of little Anna, is our guest for another 4 or 5 minutes. How did your daughter take this? I heard reports that she broke down crying after the ordeal. I think my daughters would break down crying right there on the spot.
Anna's a tough girl. She stood there and took it, and she knew mom was right there and wouldn't let anything, you know, horrible, you know, even further happen to her. So she was okay to, you know, as long as I was standing there. And she did break down right afterward, you know, thinking that she had done something wrong. You know, once we got on the plane, you know, we had a lot of explaining to do. you know, why does mom always say, don't let anyone touch you? And then now we've done this, you know, now it's okay. When in fact I said, no, it's not okay. You're right to feel this way. You're right to feel violated. It is not okay for anyone to touch you like this. And, you know, mom is going to try to do something about this. Trying to explain this also to a 9-year-old that this is what happened to your sister and this is what, you know, this is what you saw and this is why we feel it was wrong. You know, we did a lot of talking, on the plane, you know, but after it was over, you know, after, you know, we got home, she got back into her normal routine. You know, she's moved on. She's okay with it. She's not sitting in a dark room while rocking back and forth in the corner.
That's certainly good news.
It's not her nature.
But we need to get a class action lawsuit going so this type of abuse stops.
Right.
My concern is this. You obviously are having a measured response. A lot of other Americans are basically having Stockholm syndrome, and I know you sound like a very educated person. You know what that is. But for those that don't, people get abused, so they make excuses for why it's happening. And that's what the social engineers are counting on to basically set the precedent that government can give us forced inoculations. Government. Have you heard about them taking babies' blood secretly at birth now for 40 years in the U.S.?
No, I've not heard of that. And in my husband's line of work delivering babies, that is, he hasn't heard of that either.
Well, see, no, they tell him it's going to the health department for a blood test.
But okay, so, yes.
But it's actually going.
So it does go to the state. The heel stick that they do within 24 hours of birth, that does go to the state.
Well, all I'm saying is find out how deep the rabbit hole goes. I got secret documents 15 years ago where it really goes, Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Lab, and it does have dual uses, but I just wanted you to go look it up. It's in the Associated Press now that it's actually being sold to industry. My issue is there's a lot of power grabbing going on that most people aren't aware of, even who work professionally around it. In closing, my concern is, if you say no to their groping, they then throw you out, but then claim you refuse the screening and fine you for $11,000. So, I mean, that's really scary. What's your view on that?
Well, I'd like to see them collect that from as many people, as would refuse it. I don't think it's constitutional, and I think it would get thrown out. I would hope that it would.
Selena, to protect other people, you don't sound like a litigious person, but to protect other people, I think you might want to look at a civil rights violation lawsuit or visit with the district attorney of the county where this happened, because I've had several district attorneys on who say they would charge people for what they did to your daughter. I think it's important to go ahead and go after these people so that they don't continue to do it.
Right, and like I said, I've not ruled out any options. What I would really like to see, attacking the TSA is I think only going to put them on the defensive and have them dig their heels in even further. I would really ultimately like to see other groups work with the TSA to develop screening procedures that are acceptable, ones that would be endorsed by parents, other, special populations like the disabled.
Well, Selena, just to be clear, though, because I know you're a reasonable person, so you're trying to be reasonable, the TSA follows orders. We have continuity of agenda all over the Western world. This is happening. This is an agenda, and they don't want to be reasonable. We really appreciate you spending time with us. God bless you. A lot of great points. And everybody cares about you and your family. God bless.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.